Hi, welcome again to Moves That Matter. I am your host, of course, Dr. Clive Posley, and I'm looking forward to another great show where I get to interact with you guys on Facebook, through YouTube, iTunes. You can also watch my broadcast, Moves That Matter, on my website, drclivepolsley.com. We're going to have a great part two or a follow-up with our last guest and her husband, Roslyn Huggins Douglas. She wrote the book entitled Navigating Through the Storms. It's a 16-year, it's a book that discusses her life and how she was addicted to crack cocaine and other forms of drugs for 16 years, and the Lord delivered her. And so we're going to discuss that. I want to remind you of a couple of things moving forward. Let me take this opportunity to thank all of you who participated in our men's suit drive. What we did just last Sunday was we invited men from all over the city, all over the country. We received suits from as far away as St. Louis, from Philadelphia. Pastors heard about what we were doing, and we have raised over 300 suits and shirts and shoes for our Kingdom Men Street Ministry. And what we did, what we're going to do, we're having those suits cleaned. And when we encounter a man in the street, or when a man comes to our church, or when we do various things where we go do prison ministry and recidivism ministry, we're going to give these men suits for interviews, shirts for interviews. We're going to give them suits for church clothes. But and another reason, we're about this Kingdom Men's Ministry is about building the self-esteem of these men. And I can tell you, as a man who loves to wear suits, every man feels better when he looks good. And so we appreciate everyone, the participation. We also appreciate your participating in our Friends and Family Day just last Sunday. We also appreciate those women who were there, and we're still with you, who are survivors of breast cancer, who are winning in the breast cancer assault on our country. Thank you for your participation. The work still goes on. We're going to be having Miss Nadia Miller on next week, and she's going to talk to us, give us some more information about some staggering figures that are related to breast cancer awareness, and what role we can play to continue to win in breast cancer awareness. Listen, I will be right back with my guest, Miss Roz, and her husband, Tim, and we're going to have a fantastic show. Thank you for tuning in. Please hit share. Please hit share and comment if you will. We will be right back here on Moves That Matter. I'm your host, Dr. Clive Posley. All right, we're back. And I'm here with Roz again. Good to see you, my dear.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you, Brother Tim. Glad to have you back. Yeah, I'm clearly mercy is in effect. I had Tim on last week, and he got to talking and went to preaching. But I'm merciful. he promised that he wouldn't take my show this time. No, he has a powerful word in him and a great testimony. And we're glad to have both him and his wife back to bless you. I'm a pastor, and I thank God for education, and thank God for my work in social justice. But at my heart, I'm a child of God. I want to see people's lives change. And so I bring guests on my show who God reveals to me are doing kingdom work. Not trying to be good Christians, but doing kingdom of God work. And Roz is certainly doing it. Roz is doing that. And so I want to get back into the conversation that we were having last week. And Roz, you were discussing, you know, some of the reasons. And yes. You said there were several reasons. Well, let's get back into discussing some of the reasons you wrote Navigating Through the Storms.
Like you said, there were many reasons why I decided to write this book. Mm-hmm. But I failed to mention last week, when I began to write the book, or it came into my psyche about the book, the Holy Spirit had told me to go into my flash drive. Mm-hmm. What is a flash drive?
I think you discussed that in the book as well.
In my book, I did discuss as reasons as to how it became navigating through my storms. Mm-hmm. I was in 2011. I was in college, in all my classes.
That's 4 years after getting out of incarceration and 4 years clean.
Yes.
Okay.
And I took communication and English classes, and majority of all my papers centered around my drug addiction and my kids.
Okay.
And so when it came time for me to write the book, when the Holy Spirit told me to go to my flash drive, I went to my flash drive and I printed out all my papers, and there was my book. So God had prepared me way back in 2011, and essentially my book was already written. Mm-hmm. I had to dig a little deeper, but he had already wrote the book. Well, I had already wrote the book and did not know it. So Jeremiah 29, awesome. For the plans I have for you.
I know my boss, yes, sir.
Yes, and I'm just grateful. So back to your question as far as why. I came from a two-parent household.
Mm-hmm.
Mother was a housewife. My father worked. We had a foundation in church where if we was too sick to go to church, we couldn't go anywhere that Sunday. I was a single mother on welfare. I've been addicted to drugs. I've been raped. I've been in abusive relationships, three. And I have a felony for dealing drugs. So all of those things that I chose, because life is full of choices, and I chose this, I have used it and put it into my book to let the readers know that just because you have found yourself into a situation and you think you can get out of, we have a God. We serve a God. That all you have to do is look to the hills, which cometh your help,
that
and knows
so
your
true.
Help comes from the Lord.
That
and if
so
you
true.
Think you can't get out of it, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Mm. And with God, all things are possible
to so
them
true.
That believe.
That
and
so
I knew, even in my addiction, I knew I was coming out.
Let me ask you something, Rod.
Sure.
I look here at this picture, and if we can get a close-up, of just the two people, the seemingly two people on this book, that's actually one, and the producer was saying that obviously this is the one picture here is you in your state at that time, and then the other picture is the delivered you.
Yes,
and the producer was mentioning that you look so much younger today, and. I want you to, if you would, look in the camera and just talk to who you were writing the book to. Talk to that young woman that is 19 and knows she came up right and has made some mistakes. Talk to I want you to talk to who you were talking to when you were writing this book right there in that camera.
Just because you veered to the left or you veered to the right, just because you fell down, just because you made a mistake, is not the end of your story. It's not. You have strength. We all possess a strength that we have not even tapped, a power, if you will, that we have not yet even begin, even myself now, to tap into. Get to that place. Watch your surroundings. Watch your circle of influence. Watch your friends, and they're really not friends, they're associates. If you find one or two true friends in your whole lifetime, you've accomplished something. And prayer works. I had a prayer family that my parents aren't gone, but because of their prayers, I believe I had a prayer village that seen me through this. You can get through this. And he restores us. Once he delivers us, he restores everything that the enemy took from me. God has restored it. And then some. You have to navigate through your storms, and there are storms, but you have to believe that once you come out of your storm, there is a blessing.
How do you, what would you say to young women who feel the burden of just dealing with life and want to quit? They're overwhelmed. they are, you know, sometimes, like you said, you had three children. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the single parent is the offspring of some bad choices sometimes. Mm-hmm. What about young women who want to quit or just want to just wring their hands and give up on life, or maybe even suicidal because of the struggle that's in the midst of all that? What would you say to them?
You don't have the option to quit.
Okay.
You really don't. Mm-hmm. Because where will you be? Where will your kids be if you gave up? Where will you be if you gave up? Right where you are. You have to lean on God. I know where my strength comes from. I know who's my source. Mm. And it's God.
Right.
God can be the great I am in your life. Whatever you need him to be, he can be that for you. But you have to let him in. You have to open up. Prayer, people think that when you do prayer, you have to use the art and the thous and the those. Prayer is just not a monologue. It's a dialogue between you and God. And just because you pray, don't get up. Wait on an answer.
Wow.
Wait on an answer. And you know what? Sometimes things come in our lives and God knows, but God's waiting on us to call out onto him. Mm-hmm. And he'll be there and he'll answer if you give him a try.
That is so powerful. Listen, that's just awesome. It is clear to me. I've been doing this well over 30 years that the hand of God has brought you to this place. Tim, Brother Douglas, I believe in principles. Mm-hmm. And one of the principles that I live by is you can tell the quality of a man by the wife God gives him. You can tell that. God does not make powerful women. We're talking about women today. Mm-hmm. God does not do this in a woman's life without supplying her with the head, according to scripture, mm-hmm. that is necessary, who can keep her washed in the water by the word of God. That says something about you. What is it that God has done in your life that has equipped you to be the husband to such a powerful woman?
Well, first of all, the scripture says when a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. And God has given me discernment. According to your question with my wife, mm-hmm. to know balance. Mm-hmm. We talk about it all the time. I'm like, she calls me the calm in her storm.
Yeah. Okay.
And God has given me discernment when to push, mm-hmm. when to pull, when to be still, when to encourage her, loving her.
God has given you specifically, yes. to do ministry, but specifically to love this wife, to yes. lead this wife.
Yes.
That's powerful, man.
A lot of times, my wife is very bold. She's very headstrong. And one of the first things I took notice to was, as she mentioned before, her previous relationships, the men, mm-hmm. The abuse, and the different things that she dealt with in previous relationships. Mm-hmm. And she was missing a strong man. Mm-hmm. And when I say a strong man, it's not always about being out in front and trying to tell her what to do and when to do. Sometimes she just needs an ear. Right. Sometimes you do have to be firm because mm-hmm. Sometimes my wife will make hasty decisions, sometimes due to an emotion. And that's, as I mentioned, know when to push, when to pull, when to be still, because the decision is hers. And a lot of times I just have to help her to see from the beginning through mm-hmm. to the end, because my wife will tell you herself, she doesn't really do the middle. Mm-hmm. it's
this or that.
Yeah.
I understand.
And I have to help her to see the process.
Oh, that's good, man.
And the process is very important because the process is where we become frustrated. Mm-hmm. And if I can help her and motivate her and encourage her through the process, then she can get it done.
Man, that's powerful. That's powerful. Brother Douglas, your husband brought up something about emotions. And I want to talk about it just a little bit.
Okay.
Because one of the things I teach, I'm teaching in a Bible study now, I talk about it a lot, talk about it on the show, different things that I do, is that many people think that the opposite of truth is a lie. Mm-hmm. When it comes to serving God, though, I have this theory. The opposite of truth is fear and emotion. See, if something is true or if the right thing to do, the thing to do is to do it. Mm-hmm. What stops us from doing truth? How we feel.
Mm-hmm.
Emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from the background discussed in this book, it would be understandable if you were just a bundle of nerves, a bundle of fear and emotions. You've been abused, as you explained. Trusting people could not have come easy, especially in scenarios where, you know. Can you talk a little bit about what God has done to bring your emotions to the... We know part of what he's done is giving you a still, small voice in your husband, a place of peace. What else has God done to keep you from being controlled by your emotions? Because you can't be controlled by your emotions and produce a book like this. You can't be controlled by your emotions and have a strong marriage. How did God help you? Because some of the young women listening, what life has done to them has caused them to often be led just by their emotions, and truth doesn't have a chance.
Before I met Tim, I'm loud, but it was a loud in a different way. And because I believe, due to my addictions, and when I was on the streets, I hung around only guys. And you can't be in the streets hanging around guys and soft, if you will. So I had to become as hard, if not harder, as they were.
Had to maybe be something that you weren't necessarily. Yeah. Had to develop. Had to deal with the
that survival
in Rome kind of thing. When in Rome, yeah. You know, yeah.
I did. And what I was doing out there, I was doing it like a guy. And so when I became clean, I still had residue from my addiction. People think once you get clean, bam, it's over.
That's just it.
No, it's not.
There's parts to this thing.
Moving parts.
Yeah.
That I had to change my mindset with the renewing of my mind, the way I thought, and my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was quick to cuss you out, cut you, shoot you if I had to.
Mm-hmm.
But once I became clean, I was still that person. But once I gave my life to God, then the former self began to shake.
The Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, sanctification.
And then a new creature became to emerge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would be lying if I didn't dig up that old person every now and again. Mm-hmm. But that's not who I am anymore.
That's right.
And when I got with Tim, I brought all this baggage with me. And that's why I thank God for him every day, because he could have left.
Mm-hmm.
Because here I am, freshly into my clean sobriety, and with all these feelings. I didn't have my kids at the time. I was fresh off of a breakup, and I'm angry, I'm hurt, and he was patient with me. And when I knew he was going to be my husband before he did. So before I bought my wedding dress and put it in the basement before he proposed. You're talking about faith. And so I began to ask God to help me submit unto Tim before we even became engaged, because I knew that's who, I knew he was the one for me. And so God began to begin a work in me.
You know, if I could break in just a second, the Lord just spoke something in my spirit. In the last show, you said that in your addiction, that you would listen to your uncle preach with a crack pipe in your hand, sitting Indian style, if I can use that term, which was the term you used, and hearing the word of God. Somebody needs to hear me say this and hear Roz, hear what she's saying. If God's word can break through an addiction to get you out, then anything else, like getting me ready for my husband, we ought to know God can do.
He can do.
If he can speak to me when I don't know how to speak back to him right, surely, if he can handle that. Somebody needs to hear that.
He came and got me in the crack house. And I still get emotional thinking that he came and got, God came and got me from the pit of hell, because that's where I was. Mm-hmm. I was confined to hell, and he reached out from heaven with his hand and lifted me up out of the pit of hell.
Oh, the mercy.
And to think that I'm his child, and this is what he does for his child. So if he could do it for me and can grab me out of a crack house, grab me up out of an abusive relationship, grab me up out of drug charges, and me not having my children since at birth. And so I had all these working parts that I was dealing with, and I was broken. And he knew that only Tim could handle me and my brokenness.
The only man on earth, absolutely.
And God designed.
There's the word.
I'm this about the Holy Ghost dancing here now.
Specifically for me.
Yeah.
I am in total awe of the things that God has done, is doing, and will do for me.
Amen.
And I know people are discouraged, and I know you too can are broken, but we serve a God that sits high and looks low. And if you, I promise you, I beg you, I challenge you to give God a try. He will. Men will let you down at the drop of a dime, but God, he never left me. I walked away from him, but he said he would never leave me nor forsake me. And there was nothing, the dope smoking, the prostitution, the robbing, nothing that I have done could separate God's love for me. And he is not a respecter person. So what he did for me, your story probably is not my story, but we all have a story. So what he did for me, he can and will do for you. Call on him.
Wow. That is powerful. Listen, Roz, thank you so much.
Thank you for having
God
me.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for how you blessed the people in my spirit. I could hear it. I could hear it. I can feel it in my spirit that you blessed the people. Tim, thank you.
Thank you for not just who, but
thank you for what you are, man. God bless your heart. I appreciate it. It's been my pleasure to meet you, both of you.
Thank you.
Listen, I want to close our show out today with just a small discussion about why it is so important, why it was so important for me to have Roz Douglas on this show today with her husband. She could probably tell I was pushing just as much to get her husband on the show as I was to get her on the show. And why is that? Because I have come to understand that the best of what we are more often than not comes through the spouse that God gives us. My life is blessed today because I have a wonderful spouse. Yes, because I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And yes, because I trust him. But I have a wonderful spouse, a wonderful wife who is in my corner and encouraging me. And the things that I want to accomplish, God has empowered her to know how to help me accomplish. Mm-hmm. And it's there's a teamwork. My producer and I, Pastor Brian Hudson, he often he and his wife are a, in my view, an example of what strength and unity over a period of time of people working together can bring to pass. So yes, Roz has the testimony we were featuring today, but Tim has one as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was not prepared to be Roz's wife 20 years ago, but what God has done has brought them together for such a time as this. They are going to impact the world in a powerful way. While the devil is not happy, God is pleased.
Thank you, Father.
And when God is pleased with the effort that you take, it doesn't matter about your past. I'm sure you got some naysayers, people that say, oh, this is not real. They said about me, this is not real. I remember when you did this. I remember when you did that. Guess what? I remember too. My answer is, but God.
But God. But
God. But God. God bless you. Let me tell you this last thing, and I want you to know this and hear me clearly. You in life, you are constantly making moves. Why don't you then, since you got to make moves anyway, make your moves, moves that matter. I'm your host, Dr. Clyde Posner. We thank God for our guests. We thank God for the Vision Stream Network that is putting out tremendous ministry. We look forward to seeing you next week at this same time on YouTube, Facebook, DrClydePosner.com. Wherever you can reach us, we're looking forward to seeing you. And remember, God can do what no man can do, because he is God and God alone. We'll see you next week. God bless you.